Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard. A humanitarian crisis is unfolding around the embattled Iraqi city of Fallujah after a mass exodus of its civilian population. Aid workers say thousands have fled in the last few days as the Iraqi army has driven Islamic State militants out of much of the urban area. Reception camps for displaced civilians have been overwhelmed. Alan Johnston reports.
For 2 years, Fallujah was in the hands of Islamic State militants, but now the Iraqi military is fighting its way through the city, and Fallujah's people have been fleeing. They've been risking militant sniper fire and roadside bombs. Some have drowned trying to escape across the River Tigris. Aid workers in the area from the Norwegian Refugee Council believe few civilians now remain in Fallujah, that altogether nearly 90,000 people have fled.
The presumptive Republican nominee for the US presidency, Donald Trump, has said it's time for the country to start thinking seriously about using profiling to combat crime. He was speaking to the program Face the Nation on CBS during a discussion about the deadly Orlando nightclub shooting. He said other countries use the controversial tactic, which uses a person's race, religion, nationality, or ethnicity in an attempt to predict who might commit a crime.
I think profiling is something that we're going to have to start thinking about as a country, and other countries do it, and you look at Israel and you look at others and they do it, and they do it successfully. And, you know, I hate the concept of profiling, but we have to start using common sense, and we have to use, you know, we have to use our heads.
14 people, most of them children, have drowned in a boating accident in bad weather in northwest Russia. From Moscow, here's Steve Rosenberg.
The tragedy happened on Lake Syamozera in northern Russia. Despite a bad weather warning, a tourist group composed mainly of children was taken out onto the lake in two boats and a raft. Most of the children were aged between 12 and 15. There was a storm and at least one of the boats capsized. Among the survivors was a 12-year-old girl who washed up on the shore unconscious. When she came round, she alerted people in a nearby village to what had happened.
The Israeli government has approved over $18 million in additional financing for Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank, saying it's a response to security concerns. Israeli settlements in the occupied Palestinian areas are considered illegal under international law and are a major stumbling block to peace. The US and the European Union have repeatedly called for a halt to settlement building. Exit polls from Rome indicate that the Italian capital is about to get its first female mayor. The polls give Virginia Raggi of the anti-establishment five-star movement a comfortable lead over her rival, Roberta Giacchetti, who's backed by the Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi. Ms. Raggi ran a campaign promising to fight corruption and privilege. A number of other cities are also holding mayoral elections. World News from the BBC. Activist groups say at least 8 Syrian refugees were shot dead by Turkish border guards as they tried to cross into Turkey on Saturday night. Many of the victims are reported to be from the same family. The Turkish military denies having killed the refugees, saying that guards only fired warning shots. A monitoring group, the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, says as many as 60 Syrian civilians have died this year after being shot by Turkish border guards. The Algerian military says it's killed about a dozen armed Islamist militants south of the capital Algiers. It said weapons and ammunition were seized in the operation in a mountainous area of the Maydeh region. Egyptian investigators examining the flight data and voice recorders of the EgyptAir plane which crashed last month on a flight from Paris are reported to have said that both their memory units were damaged and will require lots of time and effort to fix. Reuters news agency quotes sources as saying the investigators will analyse the extent of the damage before determining if they can be fixed in Egypt or will have to be sent abroad. EgyptAir Flight 804 came down in the Mediterranean with 66 people on board. The governing body of European football, UEFA, has opened disciplinary proceedings against Hungary, Belgium and Portugal in the wake of crowd disturbances during their European Championship matches on Saturday. Our sports editor Dan Rowan reports.
Hungary could face a significant fine, having been charged over the throwing of objects, fireworks being set off, and crowd disturbances at the match against Iceland in Marseille. Belgium faces punishment for similar offences while playing the Republic of Ireland in Bordeaux. And Portugal is also in trouble after a fan came onto the pitch following the team's scoreless draw with Austria.
The actor Anton Yelchin, who played Chekhov in the latest Star Trek films, has been killed by his own car in Los Angeles. The 27-year-old was standing behind the vehicle when it rolled backwards down the steep driveway, pinning him against a brick wall and a security fence. BBC News.